Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Prime Time with Isaac and Zouk on 1080 The Fan.
A big change coming to the NFL for next year. Well, there's many. I mean, they've banned hip drop tackles. They're changing the way that they do kickoffs. But one recently announced change, actually, on Friday during the NFL draft was made by Commissioner himself, Roger Goodell, the Big Cheese. He said that along with the announcement of at least hoping someday to go to an 18-game regular season and a two-game preseason, with that, the Super Bowl would be pushed back a week because an extra bye week would need it to be added. So that would essentially push the Super Bowl back to President's Day weekend, which would be awesome for the people that have President's Day off. I mean, essentially what we've been asking for years. We can all be hungover the day after the Super Bowl. That'd be great.
I got to work on President's Day, so.
I was going to say, you know, we would have to work on President's Day.
You know what? Shut up. I'm a man of the people, guys.
Well, like,
right?
We work,
I care about everybody listening.
We work on Labor Day because there's all the college football games.
Damn right.
We would work on President's Day.
Hey, that's okay. We can be here, but every other, you know, sports fan that's cozy in their bed and hungover can remain cozy in their bed and hungover. But along with that, Roger Goodell, in the same breath, was talking about guardian caps. Guardian caps being allowed during regular season games, a big change coming to the league in 2024. Of course, I think most people listening know what guardian caps are by now. They're the almost plasticky-looking, like, padded addition to the top of
helmets. Think Michelin Man, yeah. And then put it on your head. It's
looks like a helmet condom.
It's an extra layer of protection.
It's like a hex pad for your, for your helmet.
It does help as someone who's worn it.
Yeah. Okay, so you have how long did you wear it, Will?
Like 3 years, 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. That's something that most college teams are wearing in practice nowadays. Yeah. That's pretty common. I don't know if the NFL players are. They probably are. It would make sense.
It is by choice in the NFL.
It's just an extra layer of protection. Now that being said, I think the first thing that we did when we got those helmet covers was we would spread out 10 yards apart, run at each other, and then headbutt each other to see if, like, it hurt or not. So there is that aspect of it. But it's all put in to stop concussions or help limit the amount of concussions. The thought process is that might limit the smaller hits, right? Like, everyone sees the big knockout blows, the Sean Taylor running over the punter in the Pro Bowl and goes, that's how guys get concussions, when in reality, any offensive lineman, defensive lineman that's ever been tested has tested positive for CTE after the fact, right? Like, when they've gone through and examined the brain, they all had CTE. Well, those O-linemen, they're not getting knocked out like that, right? They're
not taking those big hits. Not a lot of huge crashes right there, yeah.
But every single play, you're constantly banging your head. You can't play a good offensive lineman or a good defensive lineman where you're not hitting with your head unintentionally, just because you are down so low and you're trying to strike up and on a rise, you're just going to hit people in the chest, in their face mask, their helmet. It happens. And so this would be a way of limiting and dulling some of those contacts.
Now, I'm curious, is this going to be something for every player, or is it going to be exclusively for, I don't think it's a problem for
It'd
really
for
offensive
everyone.
And defensive linemen? That makes sense. Just considering everything that you've explained coming from a former lineman, right? Makes a lot of sense for offensive and defensive linemen to be able to kind of have that. I'm curious if this is something that they're going to make everyone do.
Because if you only make the O&D line do it and then a guy gets a concussion, wouldn't they then sue you because they'd be like, well, you know it's important for these guys. Well, I got a concussion. I should be protected to the utmost degree. You know what I mean?
Well, I think in this, because the helmet technology is getting better, there is a part that says the NFL will exempt players from wearing guardian caps if they use one of the new 6 helmet models identified by the league. So you guys are right. There are certain positions like the O-line and D-line that are mandated during training camp to wear this. Other players do have the option. And I do see a question on the Vancouver Ford text line. I want to see the logos put on helmet covers. Well, that
I was just about to ask, like, are they going to be team colored or team, you know, uniformed helmet covers? Like,
yeah.
If they are, if they're the same silver and black as a Raiders helmet, then cool. Like, if they're the same, you know, blue as the Patriots colors, then cool. But if they're going to be these tacky, you know, just black covers to go over helmets, you know, NFL is all about marketing.
No, that is the plan, to put the logos and I believe to put the colors as well on the guardian caps themselves. So it's going to be something new, but, you know, if you want to,
fans are going to start rocking guardian caps?
Good question. Well, see, and that brings me to another question, because, yeah, you guys are right. The guardian cap, you know, it looks weird, and that's kind of where I'm at. Like, it looks weird, but it's extremely safe. I saw the movie Will Smith was in? Was it Concussion? Was that the name of it? But essentially, like, you saw the stories about the terrible, terrible cases of CTE, you know, for guys under 50, under 60 years old, guys that should be able to have a normal life, and because of football, they don't. And this is awesome. I don't want that to happen to anybody anymore. I'm glad that we've gotten to a point where we can prevent that. The numbers here, guardian caps previously mandated for certain positions during training camp in 22 and 23 resulted in a near 50% reduction in concussions. That's according to NFL EVP Jeff Miller. So there are numbers to support this here, but on the other side of things, my stupid fandom comes in and you guys are saying, like, man, these guardian caps might look a little weird. Like, are they going to have the logo on them? And I would assume there's going to be a bit of an adjustment period, but looking at them or watching them on the field. But I think if that's the only issue, then I'm probably being petty as a fan. But I do wonder, with that motivation, why aren't we just designing these under the helmets at this point? It would look like a little bit, somebody in the text line said, a Teletubby head on the Vancouver Ford text line. I think the NFL could get to a helmet that kind of looks like that, but it would look a heck of a lot better than a guardian cap on top of a helmet. I know they're designing these. I know that they're spending millions upon tens of millions in R&D. It's the NFL. That's what they do. But I'm shocked in 2024 we haven't come up with a solution better than a cap over the actual helmet.
I mean, if that's going to help, because like you said, we know that helmet technology is much different, much more, you know.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Proved since the late 90s, you know, or even, you know, the early 2000s. Like, we know that we've taken the concussion protocols and all of the signs and symptoms of a concussion. And the NFL has really done a better job over the last few years, is really taking that seriously and taking that to heart. So, like, I don't doubt that over the next few years, it depends on how it looks on TV. If it looks great on TV, then they'll keep it. If it looks stupid, then the NFL will go back and they'll change it, because they're all about aesthetically how it looks. And so I'll give it a few weeks before the NFL starts really tweaking things and trying to make them more team friendly or camera friendly or whatever the case is.
I'm a little surprised that they're willing to do it, not because it's necessarily like a safety issue, but because of the look. I know with a lot of the new one, like the one that Mahomes wears, the Exos or whatever,
yeah,
like it is designed to have a version of the Guardian cap on the inside. That's why it looks so ridiculous. The
like
other
it's
one
so high on his head.
Right. The other one, you see like George Kittle wear, where it's almost looks like he's got like a hammerhead bill out at the front. A lot of the shuts, what they would do, or no, sorry, it's the Rydell. They have the little spot that's cut out in the middle that's supposed to give extra flex. I'm a little surprised that they are going to the Guardian cap, but something tells me that if that's what they're doing, it's because they see a lawsuit in the future. Like, if the NFL were to have another concussion issue and another lawsuit, because you're never going to get concussions out of the game, right? Like, that's always going to be there. And they find out that, hey, you let teams practice with the Guardian caps, you let guys, you know, do OTAs with Guardian caps and do all these other workouts with Guardian caps, and they can be proven with, you know, scientific testing and different stuff like that to lessen the impact on concussions and lessen the impact on the brain, and they didn't use it, they can just get sued all over again, right? Because the whole thing was they knew about concussions and didn't do anything to fix it. So it might be more of, yeah, we don't like this, but right now it's the best that we can do until we get a better solution to go back to the normal helmet, and at least the normal helmet look.
Listen, it's always all good until one of your stars gets hurt via concussion.
Yeah.
Tua Tagovailoa,
yep,
he went down with that concussion, and it stopped everybody because at that point, the Dolphins were winning.
He went down with like three concussions.
And then he had three of them. And so, yeah, whenever you start having your stars, or at least people that are close to being stars, that having these injuries, then, you know, things start changing. That whole you can't hit a quarterback in the knees, that changed after Brady got hurt.
Yep.
It's usually it takes one of those star players for something to happen to make the rest of the league go, you know what, we need to revisit this because this isn't working.
And it's obvious that, as we just said, the numbers show it, these Guardian caps are preventing cases like Mike Webster, you know, Steelers former center, rest in peace. Dave Duerson, you know, Eagles star, rest in peace. So many guys from years past that we know what happened to them. And then you wonder, okay, the technology is getting better. Pat Mahomes, you brought up that helmet, and I love the Vancouver Ford text line, says it would look like the NFL Blitz big head cheat. Kind of, and that's sort of what Pat Mahomes' helmet looks like, but that's okay. And frankly, I don't think it's a problem to mandate every player to wear that type of helmet, and I wouldn't be surprised within the decade, Rashad, if that's what they're doing. All right, we got to move on, though. We got to get to some fun with audio. Colts GM Chris Ballard, he hates anonymous sources, and I've got to get on a soapbox about it. That's next. But first, here's Will with SportsCenter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.